Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Robert Pastor is guilty of high treason against the United States, trying to overthrow America, actively doing it. That is high treason. And now Santa Fe Police Department looking into hiring Mexican nationals. Associated Press, they say the military's doing it. Why not? And then we have the articles right here where it says, struggling to fill its depleted ranks, the U.S. American citizenry, the U.S. military is considering recruiting more. 20-plus percent of the troops in the Army in Iraq are illegal aliens, now legal. More non-U.S. citizens, according to Pentagon officials. You see, it's all happening. This integration by stealth is happening. But, Bob, in the last segment, you were around the time to say that you were saying there's an advantage to having Mexican police on the streets of America.
Absolutely. There is one advantage to having Mexican police on the streets of America, especially on the highways. Because if you get pulled over for speeding by a Mexican cop, all you got to do is take out $50 and the ticket goes away. I mean, everybody knows everything in Mexico is paid for with a bribe. So,
and by the way, you're not supposed to say that. That's just people trying to neutralize our free speech. I have seen my father, when we would be on trips in Mexico, where they would pull you over and just walk over and say, I need a tip. Okay, and I mean, I have personally myself paid off Mexican police.
Several years ago, there was a guy at the gun show that made the mistake of crossing the border into Mexico with a box of 22 shells on his truck.
Oh, I remember that. They sucked his family dry.
I called up my congressman, Lloyd Doggett, at the time, and spoke to his representative about what do we do to get this guy out of this Mexican jail. And Lloyd Doggett's man told me, you know what you have to do to get him out of Mexican jail. You got to pay off people. Everybody knows it.
Mexico, well, what they do now is if they find you with a big truck or nice stuff, and other people, like, they'll find under the seat a 22 case.
Yeah.
And they'll, in one case, they sucked over $100,000 out of a family because they run credit checks on you now when they get you. I mean, listen, folks.
See what you're worth, huh?
It's not unusual in Mexico to literally see cops drunk with whiskey bottles in their hands just walking around grabbing on women. I mean, this is the new America.
Everybody knows that Mexico is a crookocracy. Okay?
Kleptocracy, yeah.
A crookocracy, kleptocracy, whatever you want to call it. And Robert Pastor thinks we should merge with that. Hey, brilliant guy. Absolutely brilliant.
Well, it's perfect for them. I mean, what are you talking about? This is the New World Order. 6+ billion third world people. I mean, I've nothing against them, but we're like a lifeboat that can take 20 people. We already got 100 in it. And basically, America's already bankrupt. You know, an illegal takes close to 3 times in social services what they pay in taxes, and that's federal numbers. But they keep saying, we need them for the economy. The states are already bankrupt.
Alex, I would like to know. I'm confused. I want to know how, in 1954... American lawns got mowed and roofs got put on houses. How did that happen? The conventional wisdom now is Americans cannot do these things.
No, Easter bunnies did it.
Oh, I was wondering because apparently America did manage to get along with American workers for many decades.
But back then, you could put a family, you know, through college and live pretty good. Oh, running the roofing company. You can't.
The wage scale wasn't artificially depressed by slave labor coming in from across another border? Is that the way it worked back then?
Oh, it's wonderful. We have to have more illegals. What can we do without having to pay the average of $12,000 per baby and then the 3 welfare checks per person on average?
I love the way that they set up that situation. They say they do jobs Americans won't do. No, they do jobs for a pay scale that Americans can't afford to do.
Well, here's the bottom line. Keep calling the Senate. Keep calling the House. They have announced today that they're withdrawing it, but for only a week to 2 weeks, admitting they're going to try to sneak it through, and we'll just wake up one day and hear they passed it. Get ready. They're traitors. It's a secret bill. Like everything else is secret with these traitors. Arlen Specter's guilty of high treason. Ted Kennedy's guilty of high treason. George Bush is guilty of high treason. Robert Pastor's guilty of high treason. Every single one of them trying to destroy America, period, is guilty of high treason. And that's just the way it is. In fact, that's what the British Prime Minister said back when the Bilderberg Group wanted to get rid of England's sovereignty. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's here at
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Aaron Russo is our guest for the rest of the hour, and Bob Dacey's going to ride shotgun for just a couple more segments with us as well as we talk about Ron Paul, how they're trying to censor him, how they're trying to block him, the victories by the grace of God and your action that we've had, the open calls for more of our troops to be made up of foreigners who are legalized to join the military. Now open talk of hiring Mexican police to patrol the United States. They've had these interchange programs, exchange programs for a long time. Now they're officially talking about doing it. What's happening with the war? Also, the Senate saying they're going to drop the amnesty for a week or two and then secretly try to pass it. That's what they do. This is the same as denying there's a North American Union or denying there's transatlantic highways. Once there's opposition, they'll then drop it or deny it and then reintroduce it again. Joining us is Aaron Russo, who I really appreciate coming on the show with us. And we need to all pray for Aaron, as I do each day, because he really has been battling cancer for 4.5 years and is in a tough battle right now. Aaron, good to have you on, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Alex. It's a pleasure to be here. And let me tell you something. Cancer's a cakewalk next to what we got to face with the government. Okay? I mean, hell with the cancer. What we have to face is the government.
I know, but I just want folks to know that you're a real trooper. And well, I appreciate Heidi letting you do these interviews.
Well, it is a little bit of a struggle, honestly, with her. But
how's your family doing?
My family's great. You know, they love me, and I love them. I have a wonderful family.
And how's Saki the dog?
Ah, you remember Saki? Saki's the coolest little dog. Everything with my family is great. I have a great family life. The problem we all face is the problem of this government going wild, going crazy, destroying our lives, and the future is really bleak. And I
want to hear what you have to say about the victory we had. Elaborate on that, because that's a big deal, how they tried to ban and bar Ron Paul, and where you see this campaign going. And then Bob Dacey's here. He wanted to also comment on the solution and Ron Paul and how big a piece of the puzzle that is. But, Aaron, you got the floor. I mean, lay out what we're facing here with Ron Paul.
Well, with Ron Paul, I think we have a hero in our corner that mostly everybody who has any sense will get behind. And so that's a big plus for us. We haven't had that. We've not had anybody in the debates before. And so having that is something that, for people who believe in the freedom movement, as you and I both do, is unique. And we can't lose that. And they saw the effect that it had in the debates the other night, because we won in those polls. And the fact of the matter happens to be whether they were accurate or not doesn't matter. What matters is they see that there's a groundswell for Ron Paul and that it can build. And that the light that Ron Paul shines on America is a light that's going to attract a lot of people. And so we have to make sure that he stays on the debate. And I think the other day we did a very good job of doing that. And at this point, I spoke to Ron. And I think what Ron has to do right now is go after Rudy Giuliani. I think the way the press plays what happened in the last debate is they made it out to be as if Ron Paul gave Rudy Giuliani the election and they handed him a gift. And that's the spin they chose to put on it. But if you understand the press and how things really work in this country, it's the other way around. Giuliani gave Ron Paul a gift. And if Ron Paul, that's what he has to do now. See, what Rudy Giuliani did is he put Ron Paul's name on the lips of people who never heard of Ron Paul before. He gave him tremendous awareness. I mean, they're even talking about him on The View, right? I heard it again yesterday. I heard it last week.
He's going to be back on Bill Maher this Friday night.
He's going to be back on Bill Maher. All that. So he's getting tremendous press out of it. What he's got to do now is in the next debate, he has to go after Rudy Giuliani. Because Rudy opened the door for Ron to go after him now. If Ron goes
I agree with you. I think he needs to go after Rudolph Giuliani even before the debate to grab those headlines again.
He's not going to get the headlines unless it's on the debates. You see, him going after Rudy Giuliani and putting out a press release or whatever they're not going to write about that. But if it's on the national debates that everybody in the world is watching.
Now, obviously, he's a smart guy. Dr. Paul's smart, but so are you politically. Did you give him that advice?
Yes. And the point is that by going after Rudy Giuliani in the next debates, the press, that's going to be the flashpoint that the press is going to write about the next day. In other words, except for my talking on the air now and giving him the strategy, but the fact is that when people walk away from that debate, if Ron attacks Rudy properly in this smart way, the press is going to be all about it. And so in other words, it's not just Rudy Giuliani attacking Ron Paul. Ron Paul can speak out of turn and attack Giuliani, the things that Giuliani has done, and bury Giuliani. And all of a sudden, people say, well, not only is Ron Paul a smart guy, but he's got guts.
I think you should go after Giuliani on how he's profiteered off 9/11. I would come out and say, you know, you helped cover up the toxic dust, and that's now been documented, and give an example. And you have made over $50 million, you can get the numbers, it's actually more than that, off of out-pimping yourself as a hero on 9/11. Why have you profiteered from 9/11? My gosh, that'll explode like a supernova.
That's a decision Ron has to make what he's comfortable talking about, you know?
But I know he's not a nasty, mean person, but this is war. He needs to go directly for Giuliani's throat.
Exactly, and only Giuliani. He's going to go right, because the truth of the matter happens to be, there's no one there. No one cares about McCain. Romney's getting some press. But the fact is, if you get rid of Giuliani and Ron does that, then Ron told then everybody's list as a possible contender that'll actually be taken seriously for the first time.
Bob Dacey?
Alex and Aaron, nice to meet you, even if it's over their radio waves here.
Hello, Bob.
I'm honored to be on the same show with you at the same time. Listen, another thing I think he needs to do to go after Giuliani is to show the conservatives of America that Giuliani is not a Republican. He's a flaming liberal in so-called Republican guys. I mean,
yeah,
but
that's been done so many times already. There's nothing new there.
Well, a lot of Republicans don't know it. That, you know,
the press has written that. I mean, you have so many issues: the abortion issue, you have the immigration issue. You have so many issues. Well, he's not been strictly a Republican conservative, but it's been written about so much already.
Yeah, but they've also
you can't keep beating the same horse.
They've also said that Ron Paul has left the reservation on the Republican Party when the fact of the matter it's the other way around. The Republican elites have left the mainstream.
I agree with that, but I'm just trying to tell you the first time you can only make a first impression the first time. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they've had polls in New York where over 75% the firefighters and police hate Giuliani for the dust and everything else he did. I think hitting him with that's good. But also another volley, you know, that he's not a real conservative. Because bottom line, and what Aaron's saying is the key. He's got to go for the juggler, and I've told him the same thing. His campaign, the same thing. He's coming on next Tuesday after the holiday with us here in the second hour, the congressman is. But looking at this, it's just like Ross Perot. But he was nothing compared to Ron Paul. I mean, Ron Paul is literally founding father material. He is just a last hope at a presidential campaign level to save this and to really try to keep this from going into a bloody revolution, as Aaron said a few days ago here. But Ron Paul is the only candidate who can really beat Hillary. And he does have popular appeal across the board. And Ron Paul is gaining momentum, and they're scared to death. We're dealing with nitroglycerin here, my friends. Ron Paul is one step away from being able to actually be catapulted in. And he's one of the number one search terms on the Internet for now over a week running. And he could end up being the Republican nominee. Let's jump ahead, Aaron.
There's no question. But, I mean, I think an awful lot depends upon the next debate. And what Ron does in the next debate. And it's my opinion they're going to try and bury him in the next debate, not give him much time.
Yeah, they're going to attack, they're going to swarm him with questions, but that backfires too. And don't think for a minute that just because the Republicans say they're not trying to ban him now, with the head of GOPAC and the head of Michigan and Michelle Malkin saying banning, they could still try something as well.
All right, I don't listen, you're dealing with the worst people on the face of the earth, okay? So I have no doubt what they're willing to do. It's up to us to make sure it doesn't happen.
Well, I'll bet you a dime to a donut that Giuliani Fox News thing was a setup from...
Oh, you could tell it was scripted.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Giuliani
well, he's the attorney. He was the attorney for them, wasn't he?
Yeah, he had that question all ready to go.
That's right, he works for Fox News.
And then he launched on with that false indignation thing. It was fake from the beginning.
Yeah, but that's the game. They're all actors. We have a series of liars and cheats and thieves in government.
And that's why Ron Paul is so refreshing. People can see it. He's the real deal. There's no actor there. That's a constitutionalist. That's an American. And the rest of them are a bunch of posers.
He's a servant, not an official or an authority who calls us civilians with martial law nomenclature.
Exactly.
When we get back, Bob Dacey and Aaron Russo, I want to ask you both. Let's shoot ahead here. Let's say he wins this next debate. He becomes, you know, even more of a prominent candidate instead of getting... And of course, they're blocking him out of most of the national polls. That's why they say he doesn't show up in the polls, because he's been in five polls out of 30-something. If we're able to force him now into the polls by contacting these polling agencies, let's say he is poised to win New Hampshire, Ohio. They're going to pull dirty tricks. When you talk about how we get out ahead of that, they've already tried to attribute articles he didn't write to him, disparaging blacks a little bit. They've already tried to attribute him saying he's for foreign aid, that he's an anti-Semite, you know, wearing Nazi armbands.
And they've also said
he needs to be banned because of his affiliation with me.
Well, I happen to be a Jewish guy myself, and I'll go anywhere in the world to back Ron Paul from being an anti-Semite. They call me an anti-Semite, okay? To be a Jew, but beside the point, I think what they're going to try and do is something different. I think what they're going to try and do is move the debate up. In other words, Let's say Ron Paul starts winning New Hampshire, Iowa, things like that.
Stay there with the analysis on the other side. With Aaron Russo, the director of America Freedom to Fascism, and Bob Basie, I'm Alex Jones.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Looking at the strategy to attack Ron Paul, it was a foregone conclusion, mudslinging, lying. As he continues to rise, which is inevitable, you can see the momentum. It's been all over NPR, ABC Nightly News, everywhere they're talking about him. Just 3-4 weeks ago, no one was even discussing the possibility that he could get the Republican nomination. Aaron Russo, if he continues to win the debates, and if he takes your advice, there's no doubt he will, what do you see him doing then? I mean, I see the stops being completely pulled out. And I even asked him on air about violence, and listeners did, and he said, well, he knows that's a real thing, too, but he's 71 years old, and he's a military veteran, and he's stepping up to the plate, Aaron.
Well, here's what, in my view, what's going to happen is real simple, is what they're going to do. If he starts emerging further and further, you're going to see more of the big states pushing their primaries up earlier in the year, so there's no time to raise money for Ron Paul to compete. He has no money compared to the other guys. And so if what happens, as we hope, they're going to start moving their primaries way up earlier in the year, and so that Ron won't have the money to compete with them in those primaries. And that's the tactic they'll use first and foremost.
You know, because then you can't go have fights in each state, for listeners that don't understand that. Then it's all at once, so that is better for the big money candidates like Giuliani with hundreds of millions.
Yeah, I mean, if you got hundreds of million dollars put away, as opposed to having $1 million or $2 million, he can't run ad campaigns all across the country.
You just run puff piece ad campaigns.
And,
that.
And he can't hire the staff he needs everywhere. He can't put the organization up that he needs everywhere. And so the problem is going to be that they're going to get him on the money.
Okay, so what does that mean now to all the listeners of Alex Jones? What does that mean? Ron Paul needs money now, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Absolutely. You hear that, everybody? Ron Paul needs money now, not later. Now.
That's right. He needs money now. We need to build him up a war chest.
That's right.
That's going to be what they use to get him out of there. Besides, of course, all the derogatory articles, the right, all the other things they'll write.
1-800-RON-PAUL. And even if you don't think he has a snowball's chance in hell of doing it, he's put his soul, his treasure, his blood, where his mouth is, he's out on the arena. We need to be out there with him. 1-800-RON-PAUL, 1-800-RON-PAUL.
Exactly. We have to stand behind the guy. We have somebody standing up for us, you know, and we have to stand behind him. I mean, the truth is, in my mind, and I'm pretty good at these things, it's now or never. We're facing it, folks. It's staring us right in the face. We're about to lose America if we haven't lost it yet. We're so close to the edge of this country being changing from the most wonderful country in the world, the greatest government in the world.
And isn't it poignant? I mean, really spiritual. It's you know, like the two opposing forces that at this critical time that the movement was big enough and the internet had gotten large enough and that Ron Paul was ready, and he said he didn't think it would be this big. He thought he would just be able to inject some debate into things, that now he really does have a chance.
Yes, he does have a chance, because we know that the Republican Party, it's the strategy you and I talked about a while back, actually, when you and I talked on the phone. I said to you,
4 months ago,
we should go in the somebody's got to go into the Republican Party, and when the Republicans leave, they have nobody. Nobody cares about McCain. Nobody really cares about Giuliani. They're all manufactured by the press, okay? And so now Ron Paul's gone ahead and done it.
And by the way, the globalist strategy was to have a bunch of weak candidates, real Republicans, and I don't mean good guy Republicans, but I mean real first tier that could have won, didn't run. They're going to sit out and wait for the next round. It's been decided to pass the baton to Hillary, to the Democrats. So basically, you had a weak field, perfect for us, the constitutionalists, to exploit that.
Exactly.
And again, the point is, send the money now. That all you guys listening out there, don't you know, when the Alex Jones show is over, don't just go back and say, boy, that was a great show. Get active. Do something. Call your friends. Send the money now.
And if you don't have money, get a hold of their campaign and say, send me some yard signs, send me some bumper stickers, or go make them yourselves.
And you know what? Go out and get some money. Go get a job for a week. Go get a job and get some money. You can get money together for Ron Paul. It's that important. Look what our forefathers did to give us this country.
And by the way, going and taking a third job or a second job for a month, you'll feel better sending that money to Ron Paul than you would going out and buying some Chinese-made slave junk, which will mean nothing to you. Let me tell you, it's giving money to causes like this and making sacrifices is a blessing to the people that give it.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. I mean, that's why I made the movie I made. It was never about making money. It was about getting the word out there. And thank God, look, Ron Paul is the whole second half of my movie. Look how that worked out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, somehow things work in our favor. We have to be in spirit. You know, too many people, I find, you know, talk about stuff. They want to say they want to be free. But people really, for the most part, aren't willing to do what's necessary. And I find it within my own organization, you know. Everybody talks a great game, but to get out there and actually do the labor and do the work, you know, people aren't willing to do it for the most part. And so we're going to end up getting what we deserve.
But they're willing to on this. We're seeing a lot of movement, a lot of buzz, a lot of excitement like I have never seen before. Now is the time to move. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
We got Jim Tucker popping in Friday to give us a report on Bilderberg with some new developments. He's going to be traveling over to the capital of Turkey. Talk about dangerous to cover it the next week. Yeah, Bilderberg is already swinging back around, orbiting back through, this time to be in Turkey, in Istanbul. So we're going to have him on, and Daniel Estalon on that next Friday, not this Friday, but the next Friday. He'll be on this Friday, too, from the Bilderberg Group, giving us reports, I guess, at like 9, 10 o'clock at night, our time, or their time. So that's coming up. But we will have some open phones this week. Professor Stephen Jones is on with us tomorrow with his new paper, even more proof of thermite in the buildings and the samples they were able to get. Aaron Russo, the director, the producer of America, Freedom to Fascism, is with us. Along with Bob Dacey, riding shotgun, local Austinite, writer for the New American Magazine, local TV host. I want to put a plug in for Aaron Russo's video. Aaron has told me on air and off air that he's more proud of that film than making movies with Eddie Murphy and Bette Midler, some of them blockbusters, and bringing in huge rock bands like Led Zeppelin to the America, and just all the famous things he's done. U.S. champion arm wrestler. He invented more modern ladies' underwear, quite devilish of him. I mean, Aaron has done quite a bit. Daisy's like rolling it. No, I'm serious. That's not a joke. With me snorting there, attempting not to laugh. No, I'm serious. Aaron is definitely a trailblazer. A lot of people don't know all the things he has done, but he's more proud of that. And I know why, because I've experienced the things I'm proud of, doing a good job, standing up against evil, telling the truth, fighting these people. You're either going to be wearing the white hat or the black hat, folks, and I'm glad I'm a good guy. I mean, you know, growing up as 10 years old or something, I'd watch cartoons and stuff and kind of like the bad guy because they were cool. But by the time I was about 15, I didn't even like the bad guys on television. Folks, you need to be part of the good guys out there. And a great way to do that is to get America freedom to fascism. And we offer it at Infowars.com. When you get it for $19.95, you can get Terror Storm for half price for $9.95. My new film, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Go to Infowars.com. Support the filmmaker Aaron Russo. It also supports us when you do that. I mean, he put it out for free on Google Video, and it's there. And it's just not in super high quality, but it's a great way. Pass that link around. My film, Order of Death, again, was number one on Google Video yesterday. Over 300,000 views in one day. I mean, that's exciting. Promote that. Help get the film out, but also support the filmmaker himself and have this amazing film in your library. Have the original. Have the high-quality digital original instead of some download off the Internet. America Freedom to Fascism, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Bob, I know over at your bookstore / hardware store / gun shop / preparedness store, you sell my films and America Freedom to Fascism. Give us your take just on the film and what you thought of it and how effective it's been waking people up.
Well, I actually attended that showing of it here in Austin at, where is that on South? What's the name of that place?
Alamo Draft House.
Alamo Draft House downtown. I attended that thing, and I sat right there in the front row.
Oh, Aaron was at that.
And Aaron was at that. And the thing that was fascinating to me about it is this: everything was true, you know. It's a documentary. It's a provable documentary. And I love the interview with the former IRS commissioner. I just loved it.
that was one of my favorite things I did.
That was awesome. You asked the guy, well, where's the law? And he says, hey, this is over, buddy. Shut up.
Well, he said in Yiddish that there's no hope for you. Basically, you're doomed.
Oh, man.
What's that word?
Gunnis von Helfen. Gunnis von Helfen means basically that... there's nothing you can do about it. You can't escape it. You know, it's over. You know, because he had nothing left to say. You know, so he had to give me some sort of a threat. You know, but getting that on film was great. You know,
my other favorite part of that documentary was the enthusiasm of that juror.
Wasn't she
awesome.
Fantastic, Marcy Brooks. Yeah, she's brilliant. Yeah. Great lady. I love that woman. She's such a wonderful person. You know, but the point is, my movie aside, you know, I made my movie to educate people. If you don't have a copy, I wish you'd go out and get one, folks. Call Allison, buy a copy, and get it done. You know, spread them around to everybody you can spread them to. But, you know, we got to get Ron Paul elected. That's what this is really about now, I mean.
But I tell you, the film is a great campaign ad for Ron Paul.
It's a fabulous campaign ad for Ron Paul, and that's why I want to get them spread everywhere. You know, I just want them passed out everyone. Everybody know who Ron Paul is. He's on the movie for quite a long time. And
how great is it though? In this key juncture in time, that everywhere our message is number one. I mean, every other day, the number one video on YouTube or Google or all of them is a Patriot film, my film, Aaron's film, Loose Change, 9/11 Mystery, some of the other films. I mean, to see that happening. I mean, it lets us know we're number one now.
Well, it lets you know that they realize what's going on. They know there's a spirit embracing the country and a movement happening that they want to squash. And they have to move very quickly. You got to remember, there's a worldwide globalist movement happening now. In their minds, they're in the beginning of the third act, okay? This is the beginning of the end.
Lay it out.
Everything.
Hold on, Aaron. Give us the first and second act so people understand. Some people may not know what a play is. I mean, they know what a play is, but they don't know about what acts are.
Well, when you set up a movie or a show or something, you have the first act, you introduce all the characters, the plot of the movie. You know, the middle is where everything sort of unfolds. And then the last act is where everything comes to its conclusion. And the finale. And right now we're at the beginning of the last act. Everything they put into place, putting the Federal Reserve into place, you know, putting all these government agencies there, passing all these horrific laws, everything is in place. The first and second acts are done. Now the third act is the act of executing everything and bring it all together. And what people don't realize is that this is a worldwide event going on, and that it's all these industrialized nations working together through the banking systems that are bringing this about. You know, what's real interesting is, I don't know if people know about this, but, you know, China just bought into the Blackstone Group. Okay, they just spent $3 billion buying into the Blackstone Group, which is an American company that's a private equity firm that's going to go public very shortly. And by buying into, they spent $3 billion. But Blackstone Group is also the group, and I started doing the research on this last night, and I'm pretty sure what I'm saying it was accurate. The Blackstone Group is the group that owned World Trade Building number 7 that Larry Silverstein worked for. And isn't it interesting that this Building 7, all the steel was shipped to China after the building came down. It was not treated as a crime scene. And now all of a sudden they're taking all this, they sent all the steel over to China, and now the Blackstone Group comes in, and the Chinese bank comes in and spends $3 billion to buy a small percentage of the stock of the company.
Well, we know Silverstein in many ways was just the front for a holding company. He originally only owned 7.
Blackstone is the holding company.
Pardon me?
I said Blackstone is the holding company for Building 7. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And so now all of a sudden China comes in and buys a percentage for $3 billion of the Blackstone company. And that's the same, and that's where we sent the steel to. From the building that was never analyzed here for the thermite.
Bob, I want to get your take on what Aaron Russo was just talking about, the director of American Freedom to Fascism. Bob, this is the third act. I mean, all the dominoes are lined up, all their preparations, everything they've done. They're even saying this. They're even saying that they're 4 or 5 years behind. Their resistance is mounting. They're saying they're in danger of not getting it through. And I've always likened it to the, you know, Indy 500, the last lap. They're in the lead, but they didn't stop the last two pit stops. Their tires are bald. Their engine's on fire.
Right.
And I don't think they're going to make it. I think their engine's going to blow.
Here's the problem. This is what's good about all this. You talk about this third act of this movie or this play. Well, this is one of these modern movies where there's an alternate ending, and it's the one we want. And we're going to push the button for the alternate ending. And I want to tell you something. I've been in this fight for a long time, and I felt like for all these years we're doing a delaying action, slowly retreating. A little sword fight where we're backing up. But now I don't feel like we're backing up.
But that's what happened with the Alamo. That's what happened. If you study the Revolutionary War in 1776 to 1783 or 4, they lost almost every battle except for Trenton and a couple others. Because it'd be like 60,000 British troops to 7,000 American troops, Continental troops. But it was the fact that they were willing to keep fighting.
Yeah. And that's what
I mean, I've been
doing.
In a few fights against somebody who's really mean, you know, back growing up. And as long as you kept fighting and hurting them, a lot of times they go ahead and end up walking off.
Well, what I'm saying is, for the first time in a long time, I'm actually feeling like we got them pushing back. They're the ones that are having a problem right now. We are advancing.
Oh, I agree.
And it's a very positive thing. So this so-called third act of theirs, well, we're gonna go for the alternate ending. That's what we're going to do.
You know what? Bob just said it. And of course, I customarily interrupted the middle of it, but that's, you know, the signature here.
That's
I mean, that's, and the self-deprecation is also my signature, but seriously, humor aside, Bob just said it all right there, Aaron. It is like we were always holding them like they did at the Alamo till the reserves got there. And now I wouldn't say we're pushing them back. I would say it's like fluctuating back and forth like two sumo wrestlers. We don't know which way it's going to go. We got to gut up and push as hard as we can because, like you said, Aaron, they're rushing to the finish line. They know. They feel their legs starting to falter. They feel the burn in their calves and their ankles. They can feel their back cracking. We've got to see that weakness and go with the juggler, Aaron.
Well, I agree to a point with both of you, but I see it as for the first time they're seeing resistance. I don't think they've really seen resistance before. We were like a mosquito before. Now we're like a horsefly. You know? You know,
a horsefly on a horse's ass, right?
Yeah, well, the point is, you know, they know that people are waking up.
Bob, you're out of control of that.
Sorry about that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Aaron.
You know, they know people are waking up, and they know that you know, that as people wake up more and more, the resistance is just going to build. And so they've got to get, you know, like this thing with the Immigration Act they're trying to pass, you know. It's really about the ID card and have everybody carrying an ID card.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, I mean, they can see the exponential growth curve of the movement, and you try to explain to the public, hey, this isn't just an amnesty. This means, yeah, they're going to federalize every worker in America, what Ridge called for 3 years ago on C-SPAN, and check your biometric Real ID Act card, and then enforce it on the American people while selectively enforcing and leaving the illegal aliens alone.
That's
it in a nutshell.
I think I once told you, I think I said this to you, I'm not sure, but when I was hanging out with Nick Rockefeller, you know, one of the things he said to me, what do you care about the ID card? You get stopped by a cop, you show him your ID card, and your card will say KMA on it.
Which means kiss my behind, yeah.
Exactly.
My patoot, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's the point. They know what they're doing, and the fact is this immigration thing is all about us getting ID cards. They're going to find someone, you can't get a job without it. You know, this thing that...
Well, that's what they're saying under Real ID Act by itself. They're just integrating it into the guest worker program for citizens anyways. They're saying, we're going to have federal ID checks just to have jobs.
Exactly. And now they're passing laws about posse comitatus. They can put troops on the street. They want Mexican soldiers.
Well, did you see the other, during the debate, every other candidate, it was like they were not talking to the American people. They were showing off in a beauty contest for David Rockefeller and Kissinger and the Rothschilds. They were all up there going, we need a national ID card. We need a national ID. We need this to stop the illegals.
Look,
that was mostly Giuliani doing that, actually.
Yeah. If you look at building a North American community and Mr. Dr. Professor Trader Robert Pastor and a CFR, look what they want. They want total labor mobility between the three countries. That will, in effect, make all this immigration stuff go away anyway. So, obviously, what's the real reason?
Yeah, they're saying we're going to end murder because we're going to stop calling it murder and legalize it.
Yeah, exactly.
And once they've dissolved the borders, that's it.
You know, we could sit and talk about all the truth of the matter is I don't know how to make the American public. I try so hard to make them understand how serious this is. You know, when I talked about revolution the other day, you know, I mean it. I mean, what's happening here is beyond the pale.
No, it's high treason in our face by a pack of scum who are a bunch of eugenicists who want to set up a microchip population, as Nick Rockefeller told you, and this is in their own documents. I'm making a film about this right now, and I got so much evidence, I'm down to cutting. I don't know what to cut out, though, because it's also important, but I can't put out another three-hour film. Aaron, you were trying to talk about the foreign troops. They're talking about having Mexican police as our police, AP. The masses of our military is already legal alien. I mean, that is standard tyranny right there.
Well, it's globalization. What's happened, they've destroyed the American worker to create a global environment for all these big corporations to exist in and screw the American worker. They don't mean anything. No, they don't care about America. America's being sold out for China, for other countries. That's all it's about. It's about where the money's going to flow from. Where's the capital going to flow from who to who? They don't care about the people of America. There's no loyalty to America.
And they're listening to nothing we say. Even the legislatures of Indiana, Texas, and others say, may we please see the agreement between the Departments of Transportation, local, and the foreigners, and they say no.
No. Right, exactly. I mean, and how are we putting up with this?
I mean, it's just on its face.
But somehow, Alex, we got to get together. I'm not sure I know how to do this exactly. But we've all got to get together and have a meeting or something to find a way to battle this thing back. I mean, you can sit on the radio all day long, and I can make movies. And there's all kinds of things we can do.
Now, when we met about 4 months ago, you talked about you and I and Ron Paul and a few other people meeting and trying to come up with a strategy. And
right.
I just think what we're seeing is, it was funny, everything you strategized is exactly what Ron Paul's doing. I think our type of minds do think alike, and people that are into freedom and liberty. And I think that, like you said, it's a spirit. It's a manifesto. It's a constitution. I think, you know, we're all basically from the same sheet of music here, and we just need to have the listeners out there spread these ideas. It's really up to them, Aaron.
There's no question about it. But somehow we've got to reach into them, into their spirit, to understand how serious this is. Because sometimes when you talk about something, it ceases to carry the same gravity, the same weight that you want it to carry, because you talk about it so much. You know?
I'll tell you something, Alex. I'll tell you what's going to happen in Texas. Once all this Trans-Texas Corridor moratorium stuff settles out, we're going to find out who tried to stop the moratorium, who got in the way, and we're going to make sure they can't get elected dog catcher in the next election.
Well, I don't know if that's enough either.
It's not enough, but it's something.
I never discussed. I have an idea for a movie.
Well, stay there. Stay there. We're final segment with Aaron Russo and Bob Dacey. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card number, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Giuliani has opened the door for Ron Paul. He is the Goliath. Ron Paul is David. And if Ron Paul savages him and goes at the jugular, you're talking about real contender status. He's already rising exponentially. They're trying to claim he's a fad. They're already announcing, oh, he'll blow over. He's already blowing over. They're trying to set the agenda. It's not going to work. We're going to write articles about all of this, get this out to the people, and make sure that all of you take action on this. Just keep pushing on Ron Paul. Don't stop. In closing, I want to thank both of you gentlemen for being on today. And Aaron, I know, thank your wife for coming on. I know that she's there trying to take care of you and make sure you make it through this fight. We will be praying for you. I know you say you don't care about yourself, but we do need to pray for you. We need you there as a great asset in liberty and freedom. Any closing comments just about everything we face? I mean, look at the Democrats, totally pro-war with that smoke and mirrors. The war just goes on and on. Where do you see all this going if Ron Paul doesn't win or if Ron Paul doesn't get the nomination?
If Ron Paul doesn't get the nomination, what's happening is we're heading into everything George Orwell was afraid of. You know, it's all coming to pass unless there's a revolution in this country. Unless there actually becomes a violent revolution of some sort, there's nothing's going to change it. Other than that, at this point in the game, in my opinion.
It is like a Twilight Zone episode to have the AP saying they're going to have Mexican police on our streets.
Think about it. Mexican police, I mean, foreign armies here. I mean, what are we doing? We're going to have America anyway. And it has nothing to do with the American people. It has all to do with the bankers.
Well, you know, what comes around goes around. We've been over there for actually 16 years in Iraq, over 3 million dead, 650,000 the first 3 years of occupation, now over 1 million conservative numbers. And they're occupied and they don't like it. Well, you're going to get to be occupied, America.
Exactly. And that's the one. They don't care. Here's the thing. For some reason, people can't get past the fact that it's not the government running things. It's the elite bankers that are running things. And they can't get past the fact that the government doesn't care about us. They don't care about us. And that's what
they don't even think about us. It's a complete joke. I mean, there's not even a discussion of what you want or what you say. It's all about how to lie and scam you. Bob Dacey?
Well, that is exactly why Ron Paul is resonating all across the political spectrum in America right now. They see the man, and they're seeing all these shills and put up phony candidates.
And he's a focus point for all of us.
Everybody's going, listen, this guy actually is the real deal. He's actually speaking the truth and making sense. He actually believes that if you go poke a hornet's nest on the other side of the world enough that some of the hornets are going to come after you.
Exactly. Here's a final question for both of you. How do you think they even ever let him in the debate to begin with? I guess listeners, I know, hammered to get that done.
That's a good question. That really is a good question. I think it's because
hubris.
They didn't expect anything to come out of Ron Paul. They figured to have 10 people on the debate. In other words, if it was Romney, Giuliani, and McCain, and just Ron Paul, they never would have allowed that.
Again, it's designed to make Hillary look good, yum.
Yeah, but there's 10 people up there, you know what I'm saying? So they didn't think anybody was going to emerge in that standpoint. And they're controlling so much of the questions and stuff. And they thought it might be a good idea how to bury Ron. But, you know, I've said this a few times on this show. I've never discussed it with you, but I have an idea for a movie that I believe might change a lot of things in this country. And you and I got to talk about it. You and I, we have to have a conversation about this movie.
When do you want me to give you a call, Aaron?
At your convenience. It's not a documentary. It's a movie, but everything we talk about is in this movie.
Is it a good time for me to call you in like 30 minutes?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Aaron Russo, Director of American Freedom to Fascism, available at InfoWars.com. Thanks for being on with us, my friend.
Hey, I have such tremendous respect and admiration for you, Alex. You have no idea. You really don't know. I have nothing but love in my heart for you.
Well, I love you too, Aaron, and it's all right back at you, my friend. Take care.
Thank you.
Here goes Aaron Russo. And Bob Dacey, I want to thank you, my friend, for being here.
Well, I want to appreciate it, Alex, at any time. Anytime you want me here, I'm here.
You bet. Great analysis of the North American Union that they deny exists, like they deny the sun exists. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
What?